Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back. With nationally acclaimed professional organizer, Christine Stone, and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality, Eden Kendall.
Welcome, everyone, to Uncluttered and Unfiltered. We're the podcast for women over 50. My name is Eden. Christine Stone is with me, as always, and she is a professional organizer. This is not a podcast about organizing, but we have an organizing tip at the very end, so stick around for that. And today we're going to talk about travel organization, right?
Yes, we are, because it's 'tis the season coming up on summer travel, so...
That is correct.
Yes.
Okay, so summer, that's coming up. Our topic today that we will get to shortly is things that are non-negotiable now that we're of a certain age. And again, stick around for that. You all have quite a lot of input into this from our Ladies Only Facebook page. So we always start out now. This is the new season, the fourth season. This is how we do it.
I still can't believe we're in four seasons, but go ahead.
We always start out with what's on our radar. And I would love to start out with what's on mine because I think my producer stepped out of the room for a minute. And this is a great time for me to say it with nobody hearing it but us gals.
Okay.
I got Botox. And I've gotten the same exact Botox before, but every time I get it, I forget that the first few weeks I have trouble making P sounds with my mouth because it's right. It's that thing that's supposed to make your lip curl up a little bit. And so my B's and my P's are very exhausting for me to make.
Oh my gosh.
And I always forget. And then I always say, you know what? I'm just not going to do it again. And then it's time.
Right.
I'm like, oh, but I have to.
Right.
It makes a difference.
I agree. It does make, I don't care what anyone says. Do I think Botox is the answer to all the problems in the world? Maybe. But I think you say you're never going to get it done. And then what happens? It starts to wear off and you're like, okay, I'm just going to do a little bit. It's addicting, I think.
It also is something I forget I had. It's very much amnesia related, much like pregnancy.
Yes.
So two reasons I say it causes amnesia. The first one is, you forget. So when you're sitting in that chair again, you're like, oh, this is not fun. And the second piece of it is you forget you've had it. So you try a new product and all of a sudden it seems like the product is working beautifully. And then you remember, oh, wait, it's been 2 weeks. And all of that botulism is starting to take form in my face. And so that's what's happening now. So anyway, that's on my radar. What you got on yours?
Okay, well, I am going to start off with me going to the Michael Jackson movie and my thoughts on it, because that has been on my radar since I went to that movie. I mean, you would have... Okay. First of all, let me tell you, I was a little bummed out that the time that I went, there was not all the dancing and fun that I saw in other theaters on social media. Okay. But I got through that. But I feel like what I've seen a lot of people are feeling as if he died all over again. And I was in such a Michael Jackson funk for like a week after I saw the movie. So I'm giving people warning because all I wanted to do was listen to Michael Jackson movies and I mean music and watch. Somehow I got on that algorithm. So all I saw was like replays of his funeral, replays of his interviews. And so I really thought it was, I thought it was amazing. And I think if Jafar Jackson does not get nominated for an Oscar, then I don't know who should, because I liked every single bit of it. And I was fine that it ended in 1988, 89. I didn't need it to go any further than that. I thought it was absolutely amazing and captivating. And I would highly recommend it to anybody who is a Michael Jackson fan. And
that's a great review.
I would see it again. Let's just say that.
I am definitely planning to see it. And a lot of people, I want to see it in the theater. I have a lot of people who have said to me, like, you have to see it in the theater. I'm like, well, we do have a pretty good surround sound system in my house to where if I watch it, the screen will be big. It will be very, like, the couch will shake. So, but I still kind of would love to have that experience. But if, like, when you went, people aren't into it, I'm not going to be happy about that.
Well, I think I don't know now that it's been out a while if people will be like doing what they were doing, mm-hmm. but I definitely thought it was worth going to a movie theater before. Okay. And as you know, I had not been to an actual movie theater in like 8 years. So Michael Jackson finally got me to go to an actual movie theater. And so I definitely thought it was worth it. I do think you have to be somewhat of a Michael Jackson fan to see it. But I loved everything about it. And I highly recommend it to anybody to go see it. I love it.
So one of the things that alarmed me when I was listening back to our podcast from last week or a few weeks ago, it all runs together now, is you said that you were going to get the popcorn and the Michael Jackson hat. And I thought, that's clutter, Christine. That Michael Jackson hat is clutter. What are you going to do with it after you eat the popcorn out of it? So what did you do?
Well, they didn't have it at my theater. It did not have the bedazzled drink cup or the Michael Jackson hat at my theater. I don't know. So I
boycott.
Yeah.
Wait another 20 years before you go back to the theater.
But if they had, I would have thrown it in the garbage. Just so everyone knows, I would not have kept a plastic hat that I got popcorn out of. I just wouldn't. I don't know. That's me. That's
You wanted it, but
I wanted it to have the experience.
Okay. At least say you'll donate it. Don't throw that away. I know there's somebody
Or I'd use it as a Halloween costume or something. Yeah.
Oh, now I'm really sad that you didn't get it.
Yeah, I didn't
get it. Or you could wear it when we have our disco party.
Oh, well.
Because that's happening.
That is happening. I hope everyone's listening. You got to keep getting followers on our ladies only page because I'm ready.
So I have a couple more things on my radar, and one of them is more timely than another. Neither are particularly timely, but they are show business related. So I thought, I better get these out there now before these stories change too much. One of them, you may have seen this, and there's a reason I'm sharing this. Simone Biles, the gymnast. Did you see her video about the $23,000 glam squad? So she was going to a big event,
okay.
Not the Met Gala, that was last night, but some major celebrity-studded event. And her team sent over the glam squad. I think celebrities a lot of times have people that just set these things up.
Right.
And so they don't really think about it. It's just like, oh, you're going to be at this thing? We'll send over the regular team.
Right.
So she gets the bill the next day, and she's looking it over. And granted, she is very much a millionaire, but it's a $23,000 itemized bill to glam her up for this red carpet and this party.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know if it was the Oscars. I can't really remember what it was. And she said, that's it. I'm not going out anymore. I'll stay home. That's ridiculous.
I love that. That is absolutely ridiculous.
And the reason I love this story myself is because when we're watching these celebrities and they look flawless, and we think, why every time I'm seen out in public, do I not look flawless? There is a team working very hard in a lot of cases, not all, but in a lot of cases to make sure that the celebrity is looking how they're looking. So just instead of beating ourselves up, just remember we saved $23,000.
I mean, I don't know what you would get for that. I mean, hair and makeup, and if she had a stylist, I'm sure she had the stylist before that actual day. So you're just talking hair and makeup. I mean, come on. That's ridiculous. Even if you're a millionaire, I think that's ridiculous.
Speaking of great perspectives on spending money, this just dawned on me. I was at a derby party this weekend, and everyone was betting on the horses. And my friend Stacy, who is always good for pearls of wisdom, said to me, did you bet? And I said, no. And she said, but if you did bet, what would you bet? And I said, $100. She said, what horse would you pick? And I said, So Happy, because the jockey is 59 years old. And she said, well, So Happy didn't win. So really, you just won $100. So what would you like to spend your $100 on? And I thought, you know what? I did just win $100 by not betting. I now am going to go buy myself a present for $100.
Wait. I'm confused. By not betting, you won $100?
By not betting, I didn't lose $100. Therefore, by her logic, I won.
By her logic. Yeah, my horse, Great White, got in some sort of tussle beforehand.
Oh, that was the big giant one that threw the jockey off.
Yeah, yes. And didn't even get to race. So that tells you what my derby party was like. But anyway, no, I agree. I didn't bet. My husband did, but I did.
I usually like to because it gives me a little dog in the fight and it makes me excited, but I didn't in this case. Anything else on your radar? Anything good?
You know what? I, in my opinion, feel like I have a million channels. Okay. A million. Netflix, Peacock, Paramount Plus. What is going on? There is like nothing good going on to watch. And I am a TV freak. I mean, I love to watch everything that comes out. I mean, I've watched a lot of shows, but they're like, you know, nothing's like that fabulous that I'm watching.
Did you watch the Kate Hudson Running Point?
No, I didn't watch that.
Okay, this season was really, really good. I loved that. And also Big Mistakes with
I watched that. Here's the thing. I like him, so I wanted to watch that. But to me, he's still the same character from.
He is the same character, but she, the woman.
She was hilarious.
She was so great. So great. So yeah.
It was very, worth
very good.
Watching, but yeah. I mean, I wasn't.
But not enough to where you thought, I'm going to tell everybody about it.
No,
yeah, I kind of feel the same way, but at the same time, I did laugh a lot watching
it. Yeah, mean, I love him. I think anything he does, I would go see just because I love him so much. Mm-hmm. So I did see it, but I wasn't like, oh, you have
you
to watch this. My radar has been Summer Camp for Grown-Ups.
Yes, Summer Camp for Grown-Ups. You mentioned this. I know how much you want to go.
I.
What is it about it that appeals to you?
Well, I think what appeals to me is it's all women, you know, my age or older. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that I think would be fun for a weekend. But then here's the problem. Then I like clicked on it and it was like a lot of athletics, you know, like a lot of challenges, athletic type stuff. And then I kind of was like, I wonder if there is a summer camp for grownups that isn't all athletic. You know what I mean?
I think those are just spas.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe not. I mean, I feel like there should be. You know what? You know how camps can have different themes? One week it's this theme. That
right.
They should theme it out so that there is one where or even do it like I went to Girl Scout sleepaway camp as a kid. And we had badges you could get while you were there. And you could get canoeing and you could get snorkeling.
Right.
It was in the Keys. You could do all of these things. Like, you could do it for badges because we've talked about how much we want to get badges.
Oh, I would love
that. Pedicure badge and your hydrofacial badge.
I wouldn't mind
doing to get them.
I wouldn't mind doing, like, fun, like, kid-oriented stuff. But I'm not at a summer camp necessarily to go injure myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not a big runner like you are. So I feel like I'd be sitting alone a lot. And then I'm like, why would I even go if I'm just sitting around by myself?
Oh my gosh, that's so sad.
I know. It is so sad.
That would be
anyway, but I have been fascinated by it. That and sour bread.
So, okay. Pin in the sour bread. Just a second. Let's go back to the summer camp really quick.
Oh.
Would you at least participate in like Color Wars Day at the last day of camp where every cabin goes up against each other and like a tug of war and a hot bunny or three-legged race and all of the stuff that's in the movies?
I don't think so.
Okay. You just want to be on a raft in the lake?
I would be on a raft in the lake for sure.
Okay.
I would do like any kind of meaningful like group discussions.
Sure.
Like learning about each other or what.
Fireside chats.
Yeah. Fireside chats. I would be into stretching and yoga or Pilates or, you know, everyone just sitting around and like kind of venting about life and having some commonality and all that. That's what I think a grown-up's. Injuring my knees, my ankles, my back is not on my radar ever at this point. Now, you're very athletic, so you would probably be bored to death with my grown-up summer camp.
I've literally been on some trips over the past few years that are very summer campy. So including things that are called Ragnar races and things that are called adventure races where you're out there and you're doing these things and you're camping and you're doing all these things. So I wouldn't mind a more relaxed version of those
things. Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's what mine were missing. I mean, there was the camping out. There was the bringing all of the food and preparing it. There was all of that. There was coffee through a French roast, all the things. But I feel like there was a much more posh way we could have gone about it. So,
like glamping almost.
Like glamping, exactly.
Like, I also don't want to pitch my own tent. You know what I mean?
Right. Nor should you ever have to.
If I have to pitch my own tent and it rains, we're in big trouble because it'll probably be put up wrong and then it'll be a disaster.
Right. Anyway. Okay, you're making sourdough bread?
No, I'm not making it. Absolutely, I am not making it. But my new thing is to get homemade sourdough bread. And I've now had 5 different types of homemade sourdough bread. And I love tasting the different types. And I'm also obsessed with toasting it with lots of butter. And I don't eat any other kind of bread anymore at all. I am in my sourdough bread era, and I love it.
That's very Taylor Swift of you, except she actually makes hers.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like to make a grilled cheese with it?
I make a grilled cheese with it. I mean, you name it. I put honey on it. I put jam on it. I eat it with my Italian, like if I'm doing spaghetti, I mean, anything. I just am in my sourdough bread phase. And I love trying different people's, because they are very different. Everybody has their I'm learning this, their sourdough bread starter. And everyone's starter can be different or something. Mm-hmm. So they really do taste different.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll have to try my daughter's gluten-free sourdough bread. She has that started.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
So, yes, I know you guys hang out, so.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We could go on forever probably with all of these topics, and we will do that on our next episode. But right now, we're going to take a quick break and come back with the non-negotiables of getting older. So we are back and we are talking about the non-negotiables of as we age. And by non-negotiables, we mean like we might have said, maybe we'll allow these things to occur in our 40s, maybe early 50s. But now both of us are like, nope.
Yep. Non-negotiable.
Okay. So do you want to talk about your non-negotiables first? And then I'll tell you mine. And then we'll tell you what everyone else is saying in our ladies only group.
Yes, and I'm going to start off by saying I was at a girlfriend's house for a couple of days, and this is how this topic started in my brain, because we were laughing so hard that when we started talking about, like, the things we're going to talk about, we were, like, both going, it is not even a question. Like, that's it. It's we're not even discussing it. It has to be this way. And I thought to myself, what else is a non-negotiable besides the couple things her and I have mentioned? And so that's when I decided we have to talk about this, because I think everybody
so
does.
One of them was you guys started fantasizing about your coffee the night before.
Yes. Yes.
What do you mean?
Her and I were talking like, oh my God, what if you have your blood work and they tell you you can't come in till 9 or 10? And you're like, wait, that means I can't have my coffee. And you start going crazy that you can't have your coffee. Or if, say, I don't know, you had to be somewhere by a certain time and you're rushing out the door and you can't have your coffee for some reason. Or you run out of coffee and you didn't realize it until the morning time. And you're like, oh my, I mean, that's enough to make someone go a little nutty at my age. Like, you think about your coffee the night before. I was watching a movie with my husband and this guy was talking about, oh my God, this coffee is just absolutely delicious. And I turned and looked at him. I said, I can't wait until tomorrow morning to have my coffee. I mean, I think as you get older that, and I don't have more than one cup, but that one cup of coffee, non-negotiable, non-negotiable. Right.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that cup of coffee. I don't typically start thinking about it until maybe I open my eyes in the morning, but it's definitely a non-negotiable. For me, a non-negotiable is, and I voiced this, I don't think I 100% knew it was going to be my non-negotiable. I kind of thought it would be, but I was at this party Saturday night, the one I referenced a few moments ago, and it was not just a derby party. It was also a pre-Cinco de Mayo party, and they were doing margaritas, and someone said, well, we're going to do shots of this. One of the ladies worked at a liquor store. She used to own a liquor store. Now in her retirement, she just kind of dabbles in it. And she brought a selection of tequilas, and they were lining them up, and they were shooting them. They had the lime and the salt and the whole deal. And I announced, and you and I had just talked about this very thing on the phone. I said, I do not do shots. I am in my 60th year of life, and I don't do shots. I will sip. I will sip on, pour it in the shot glass, and it's going to last a half hour.
I wouldn't do a shot even if someone was going to stroke me a check and say, here's, so I would not do a shot of anything at this stage of my life. It would just not end well. Let's just say that. Yes. It wouldn't end well.
The last time I did shots was at my 50th birthday party.
Oh, I remember that. I was there.
Yes. Well, I only know who was there from the photos.
Right. That's what and I mean. I was there.
I'm 100% sure I was the first to leave my own party.
You were having a good time. That's for
I
sure.
I was, because every time it was at a bar, and every time I turned around, friends and strangers wanted me to do a shot.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, well, you're about to turn 60, a whole different ballgame, my friend.
Different? Yeah, there. No, that would be on the invitation.
Yeah.
immediate ejection for anyone who tries to offer the birthday girl a shot.
Yes. Okay, house shoes.
House shoes. What is that?
House shoes. Okay, first of all, I thought this was my thing, but then apparently it's pretty big on social media as well. Who knew that a thought of mine would be that, but house shoes. I'm at the age now, I cannot walk bare feet on hardwood floors. I feel like I have no padding left on the bottom of my feet. And I have a lot of like annoying feet issues. So I have been on the hunt for the perfect house shoes, meaning they don't leave the house. You take your shoes off in the garage and you put your house shoes on. So they've got to be like cushiony and they've got to be really comfortable and not slippers. And let me tell you why not slippers. Because some slippers are so flat, they're not mm-hmm. really cushiony. So I'm not looking for slippers.
I've got the answer.
What?
Oofahs.
Someone else mentioned that, but I can't do flip-flops.
They're not flip-flops. They make, I got them for Christmas from my husband. I have flip-flops and I have slides. These are slippers, but they are oofahs. They are house shoes.
I'm going to have to look into that.
They look like little, they almost look like Uggs in a way, like Uggs that aren't boots.
I'm going to look into that.
But I, you know, and I have them. So I have house shoes. I didn't even know I had house shoes. That sounds so much cooler than slippers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also, I even looked at Crocs. Yes, I just said that word, Crocs. But that's because it's hard to find something that's really, really cushiony. And I
These
don't
them.
Mean
this
like,
is them.
Like a lot of people love Birkenstocks and I love that for them, but Birkenstocks are not comfortable to me on my foot, but a lot of my friends wear them, whatever. So I'm not talking like that type of shoe. It has to be serious cushioning. So if anyone out there has any ideas, but I will try those for sure.
Yeah, do try them. I mean, it may be that I have very flat feet. Almost, you can almost hear suction cups when I walk. They're so flat. And I don't do them any favors because I sometimes run barefoot on the beach and I do all the things that,
oh my God.
Listen, I'm sure that my padding is completely gone and somehow I've just decided I don't feel it anymore. But I do run and keep shoes that are very padded on all the rest of the time. So there's really so rarely a time when my shoe is neither elevated like this or on some kind of very arched support. So I'm with you in feeling like I need something under my feet.
Yeah. And I hate to tell you, for some reason, this is a trending topic. So I don't know why, but I guess everyone's looking for that perfect, I guess because people are home more nowadays and they're looking for that perfect shoe. So anyway, that's another one of mine.
So what are some other things for you that are non-negotiable? And then I'll go ahead and tell you what everyone's saying in our group.
Sleep.
Sleep. That's a big one.
Sleep is non-negotiable.
One.
If I Like if someone said it starts at 7 or 7:30, I will immediately start to think, okay, by the time we get home and I've had a drink or two at the party, this is going to mess up my whole, like, sleep is non-negotiable. And I am like the old school 8 hour sleep girl. If I can't get at least 7 to 8 hours, I don't feel right the next day. I need my sleep. And everyone I talk to says the same thing. Sleep is a non-negotiable as you get older. What
And that
about for
is something
you?
that on our Ladies Only Uncluttered and Unfiltered Facebook group, we asked the question, as you're aging, what is something non-negotiable? And then I took all of it. I did a, control A for all, control C for copy, and I threw it into ChatGPT and I asked ChatGPT to sum up what our ladies are saying are the non-negotiables. And it gave me back a nice little neat list.
Oh my God, I'm impressed.
Thank you. I'm impressed too. I really am. Massages and hot tubs. Connie said that that whole, letting yourself feel better is
Right.
non-negotiable. Quality accommodations and AC.
Oh, wait.
Couple.
That's so true, the
So,
accommodation thing.
comfort while travel and your environment. So, Michelle and Cheryl and a few different people said that. No shots. That was me that put that one on there. Exercise and self-care, which I think is a great non-negotiable. Me time and no weekday plans.
I 100%. I forgot about that. That would have been on my list too. I don't know who said that, but no weekday plans.
And
Period.
by the way, we are going in order to the things that like one or two people said to things that lots of people said. So as you
Okay.
can see, as we're moving up, these are getting more and more
Okay.
popular. Boundaries and saying no.
Yes, I like that.
Adequate sleep, just like you said, adequate sleep. Ginger and Regina and Betsy and a lot of other folks said 7 to 8 hours essential. Comfy footwear and underwear, even higher on the list. Comfy footwear and underwear. Comfortable, low maintenance clothing.
Which is hard to find, by the way, but anyway.
And the number one non-negotiable, protecting peace and no drama.
100%. Someone was telling me a drama story the other night, and I turned and I said to myself, and this is why you stay away from drama. I mean, I can't imagine at 63 being involved in some big drama thing between women or whatever's going on. It's just, I'm so not into it any. I never was into it, but now I'm really
You're
not.
really not into it.
Yeah, I mean, I even see like things on social media where someone has a meltdown on the plane and they're screaming and yelling. Do you ever see those where they're like,
Oh, of
you know,
course,
right?
yeah.
And just watching it makes me stressed out, not even
Sure.
being on that plane. So I can't imagine. It just causes stress. It's so
Yeah.
not necessary. So I agree. No
Yes.
drama.
Okay. No drama. All right, well, let's take a quick break and come back with an organizational tip so that when you're flying somewhere without drama, you can also be very organized. We'll be right back. June is Men's Health Month, and it's time to talk about what really matters. Mental health isn't weakness, it's strength. But too many men are told to tough it out, push it down, and stay silent. That ends now. One in four adults, including men, experience a mental health condition, and Hearts for Minds is here to break the stigma. Whether it's you, your brother, your dad, or your friend, mental health deserves attention. Visit heartsforminds.org to access resources, connect with care, and start the conversation that could change everything. You don't have to do this alone. Visit heartsforminds.org. Welcome back. So we are two-thirds of the way through this episode. We've talked about the non-negotiables. We've talked about what's on our radar, and it's time now for a Christine Stone of neatly organized
Neatly organized.
organizational tip. And today it is travel.
Yes. And this is what I do, and it works fantastic. I like to get, they can be inexpensive Target zipper clear bags that are plastic or whatever kind of bag you want. Doesn't need to be expensive. And what I do is I get miniature sizes of all my favorite things. And I like have each one for each thing. So I have one for hair. I have one for skincare stuff that I like, face wash, whatever it is. And then whatever else the third one may be, makeups or any kind of travel size. And I don't touch them until I'm ready to travel. You can't go in there and try to sneak some out. You have to leave them in there. And when you travel, all you're doing is taking these bags and putting them in your suitcase. When you get home from the trip, you make a note of what you need to replenish if you've run out of something when you were traveling so that you can replenish it, restock your zippered bag, and make sure to keep all your travel items in one area, whether it's on a shelf, you know, in a drawer, wherever you have room to keep all your travel items. And when you're traveling, you just go grab them and put them in your bag.
Love it. That's a great tip. Okay, well, there you have it. So we have talked about the non-negotiables. We've talked about all of the radar stuff. We've talked about the organizational tip. And we are going to end that right there. We're so glad to have you along. Please feel free to browse through our back catalog. It's not as neatly compartmentalized as these last few episodes from this season, but we have covered a lot, including a lot of stuff about, this is going to sound terrible to say, a lot of stuff about feet. If that foot thing, I wanted to bring that up because if that foot thing really got you interested, we did speak to a very well-known, well-respected podiatrist for one of our early episodes, and we would love for you to go back through our library and listen to that one. So join us. Give us reviews, give us stars. Those things help others find us. Share us with one friend and definitely join our Ladies Only Uncluttered and Unfiltered Facebook group. You have to be approved and let in. And until the next time, no matter how cheap it is, if TripAdvisor says the hotel only has 2 stars, you can let that go.
And don't look back.